And welcome to another edition of Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, your host. I thank you very much for joining us as we bring you choices and knowledge of those choices to help make your dreams come true. My guest today is the author of What Happens When You Let God. Well, the title actually could also be What Happens When You Let Go. It depends upon what letters you focus on in the last word of that title. My guest is Nick Arandez. And, Nick, it's a pleasure to have you on the program today.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm looking forward to having the opportunity to share whatever is coming up through me at this particular moment as I let go and let God.
Absolutely. Now, it's also Learning to Live Again as Experienced by a Course in Miracles student. How long have you been a student of the Course in Miracles?
Well, actually, it's interesting because I have been a student of the Course for about probably a little over a year and a half. I haven't been studying it for such a long time. I was exposed to it before, but I couldn't understand it because many teachers of A Course in Miracles, in a sense, what they do is that they take parts of the course and they basically accommodate them to their own teachings. So obviously, the teaching of the course becomes distorted, so I couldn't really understand it because I hear people telling about this stuff, but then when I try to read the course, it's like two different languages. So I went through my own inner journey, and eventually when I was ready, which I'll share in more detail and everything with you, and with the listeners, then when I was able to read the course, I was able to understand it. And as a result of being able to understand it, then I started putting the principles of the course into practice. And my book is basically me going through the journey of what is called undoing the ego, which is this part, this false sense of self, the part that thinks that is separate from its source. And that's pretty much sort of like how I became a student of the course. And then, of course, the course became like second nature to me. I was able to understand it. I was able to apply it. And I realized it wasn't as complicated as it looked like because the course is very simple if you get to the basics.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, from that point forward, my life has been pretty much sharing the principles of the course as I have been able to experience them in my life.
Well, it sounds to me like what's happened from your experience in regards to the course is the same thing that seems to happen with many of the great texts of the spiritual and religious traditions down through history, that people will take the pieces that fit for them and they will begin a teaching series or a life series, if you will, and sort of, I don't want to say forget about the rest, but just focus on what was important to them.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to talk a little bit about that. Now, by the way, you are not just an author. You're not just the author of this book, which again is entitled What Happens When You Let God, but you're also a musician as well as a comedian, correct?
Absolutely. I did stand-up comedy for many years, and I also had a recording studio which I produce artists, and if people go to my website truthandmiracles.com, they can actually watch me on video and see all the different things that I've done. And here I am, all of a sudden, sharing these principles of truth and empowerment. So that's pretty much what happens, again, like my book says, what happens when you let go and let God, meaning that I become a vehicle through which I am guided to do whatever I need to do. And the interesting thing is, as a result of that, I experience a true sense of fulfillment. Doesn't mean that I will not do music or that I will not do comedy, but as of this particular point in time, this is the place where I am at, and as I ground myself on that truth, I experience fulfillment, happiness, joy, and every one of my needs are completely met without me having to struggle for anything.
Well, that's what we want to try to achieve as well as we move through our lives so that we can begin the process of constructing and creating and building the things that we want in our lives instead of watching things deteriorate and so forth. Even though there is a place for that as well, as it is said in Ecclesiastes, there is a time for everything. And what we want to do is share a little bit of what you have shared with us through your music. This is a little bit of one of the songs off of your website, and this is called I Believe in You.
If you think you can't make it, 'cause you're struggling too hard, close your eyes and just listen to the song in your heart. Sometimes you feel like you can't make it through. Keep moving, remembering I believe in you.
And that is Nick Arandes. I'm Richard Dugan. This is Tell Me Your Story. Stay tuned. There's a lot more coming up.
Are you sad or angry about past events in your life? Would you like more joy, love, and peace? Hi, I'm Candy Hoff, healing practitioner and angel intuitive counselor. I'll inspire and help you find your inner strength to regain clarity and balance in your life. Book your transformational session in downtown Santa Barbara by phoning 831-277-3716 or visit my website, angelhealinghouse.com.
Want to know something cool about Geico and renter's insurance?
Do I?
Okay, well, let's say you buy some presents, but they get stolen.
Oh, mercy me!
Let me finish. Well, Geico can help with that, even if they're stolen from your car or right out of your hands.
My word.
Not done yet. And coverage is as little as $12 a month.
Mwah!
You just kiss me.
I get excited.
Yeah, maybe a little.
For a fast, easy rate quote on renter's insurance, visit Geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO.
We're pleased to have Susan Fries of Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services in the studio with us today. Susan, what is it that makes Ecola stand out in the pest control world?
Well, what makes us stand out is we've been in business now for 25 years, and we have been the pioneers for the alternative to fumigation treatments. We also were founded by the Electrogun. The Electrogun is 90,000 volts of electricity that penetrate wood, and they seek out and zap the termite. We do believe that there is a need for all of the methods out there. So what I say to people is that we will prescribe the best prescription for your home and for your lifestyle.
Is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners?
Yes, just recently we were recognized as the best green exterminator by LA Magazine.
Thanks for being with us, Susan. To find out more about Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services, call 1-800-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly. 800-332-BUGS.
And this is Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World, every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time here. And you can hear us on the radio in the central on the Central Coast at AM 1290. You can also hear us live on the Internet, literally around the world at richarddugan.com. There is a Listen Live link. You can't miss it. It's huge over on the right side of the page. I made it that way because I didn't want people to miss it. And so we want you to tune in and check out the archives as well of programs you might have missed. Or if you weren't able to hear this program in its entirety, why don't you go to the archives after this broadcast is over? This will be up there about 15 minutes past the hour of 4 Pacific time on this particular Saturday, and you'll be able to listen again to Nick Arandes, who is our guest. He is the author of What Happens When You Let God.
So hold on to your vision, and don't ever give in. When in doubt, just remember, there's a power within that can move any mountains. I know this to be true. Keep moving, remembering, I believe.
I believe in you here on New Paradigms for a New World. Tell me your story. I'm Richard Dugan. And Nick, that is just one of the, I'm sure, many songs that you have recorded. And of course, people can see the video of this particular song on your website, along with another song we're going to be featuring here in just a little while. But let's talk about some of let's talk a little bit about the music, specifically these two songs that we have here, I Believe in You and Here I Am. And as I'm watching the video of Here I Am up on your website, which is truthandmiracles.com, I'm watching a slideshow of Nick growing up, which I found really fascinating because it kind of threw me back into those days when I sat with my family in the dark in the living room watching the slideshow up on one of our walls and watching us grow up even as we were growing at that particular point in time. It's a wonderful concept. Tell us how that came about.
Well, actually, music and inspiration comes when I least expect it. Sometimes it has to do with a particular... I can tell you exactly how I Believe in You was created. Here I am, the way it happened is I was in the studio recording my first music CD, which is called No Rules at All, which they can find it on the website. And I started strumming on my guitar, a 12-string guitar at the time, and I feel that as I was continue opening up who I really am, I think that to me shows authenticity, meaning that for my whole life, I've always been hiding behind myself. I was afraid of showing myself fully for whatever the reason is, you know, fears and concerns and all that kind of stuff. And that song kind of shows you that, you know what, this is who I really am right now. This is where I'm at. I'm not afraid of telling you my real self in a general. And what I discovered as I opened myself to who I really am is that all the stuff that I thought I knew, all the struggles that I had in my life was because I was trying to pretend that I knew better. And as I continued to trust and to truly let go, interesting enough, I can see how that song also relates to my book and everything I do, which is basically realize, you know what? If I really allow myself, my true self, to come forth, I really have no struggles whatsoever. And I found that it gave me a total new sense of purpose, a new sense of joy. And I'm going to jump to the I Believe in You because I think you love the story.
Mm-hmm.
I was a stand-up comedian at the time, of course, and I was driving from Dallas, Texas through Oklahoma City because I was working at a comedy club there. It was winter time. It was cold, of course. It was, you know, January at the time. And I didn't have a heater on my car, and I remember that I was struggling. I was going through some challenges at that point in time in my life. And I listened to this song by... Mariah Carey, which is called Hero, which is a beautiful song. And I remember tears coming down my face because, in a sense, she was reminding me in her own way of the hero that is within me. So I remember that I said, a thought came through, which I said, I hope that someday I can write a song that in some way I can touch other people the way that song touched me. And I left it there, never thought of it or anything like that. So when I started getting inspired as to writing some of my new songs, I Believe in You came very strong. And interesting enough, I mean, you have no idea how many testimonials I get from people worldwide. I mean, just because they listen to that song and they have touched them so deeply, it's just kind of like the favor that Mariah Carey did for me. I'm just kind of passing it along to others through my own inspiration. And that's how that song came about.
Well, I've heard that song, of course, many times, and most of the time when I do hear it, I get a tear in my eye and a lump in my throat because it is that reminder for me, and I'm sure anytime anybody listens to that to themselves, of how important we are in our own lives and that we needn't check out, as it were, and go on autopilot, and that as part of what this program is all about, getting people to realize that they have all kinds of choices that they have yet to make to bring about some incredible miracles in their lives. Now, you have a website called Truth and Miracles. And so tell us about your website.
Well, it's interesting because the original name of the website was successandmiracles.com. As a matter of fact, if you log on to truthandmiracles.com, your URL is going to show us Success and Miracles because mm-hmm. what I did is I just changed the name, but I kept the same domain hosting.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why is because I was part of the self-help movement for many years. I mean, even though I was a comedian and everything, I also was, I attended many seminars. I went through a lot of classes, studied with all kinds of teachers, gurus. I mean, you name it, I've been there. If they had an infomercial, I can guarantee you that I probably bought it. I mean, so I had all the gadgets and all that stuff. So as my life continued to fall apart, literally, even though when I had all this information, how come things are not getting better, you know? And sometimes I get the things I want, but when I did get them, then I end up losing them. Or if I end up getting what I want, eventually something else has to fall on my life. Or it was just a mess that I couldn't figure out what was going on. And, of course, being lost in my own world, what would I do? I buy the next seminar. And then when I go over there, I get high for a little while. It was great. But then what happens when things begin to fall down again, I buy the next seminar. So I was going from seminar to seminar to guru to guru to teacher to teacher. I was literally ignoring my own inner guidance. I was ignoring the teacher within me because I thought the answers were outside. So as I continue deepening my journey, I realized that success and miracles is a suggestion about succeeding. And in reality, that's not what I teach. What I teach is about the truth that is in you. But that you can never get to it if I keep looking for the answers outside. I have to really connect with the part of me, the God within himself. So that's what my book is called, What Happens When You Let God or When You Let Go. So it's not even about God per se. You don't have to believe in God because it's not about religion. That's why if you notice the letters go are in red because you can choose whatever word fits your best. But when you let go, what I've learned, and this is what my experience is, and it happened in November, I mean, happened kind of before the preparation, but on November 2007, I simply got on my knees, and you see the picture of me on my knees in my book, and I said, you know what, God, I don't know if there's such a thing as thy will be done or is your will or whatever, but obviously I'm tired of the way my life is going. I'm tired of listening to everybody and feeling that I have to work hard for the things I want, that I have to struggle for all this stuff. And I did is I took every single book on spirituality, on self-help movement, on positive thinking, on business, on how to get what you want, on goal setting. I mean, I'm talking CDs, DVDs, books, you can say even thousands and thousands of dollars worth of information. I took everything. I put them in two big bags, in two big boxes. I took it to the Salvation Army, and I let them go, and I said, okay, here I am on my knees, and here I am, God. You tell me what to do. You tell me where to go. You tell me what you say, and I promise that I will never tell you any goal, any plans, anything. I'm going to allow myself to be guided by you.
Mm-hmm.
That's when my life literally began to transform. Now, what is interesting is that when you let go and let God, this is a warning, but it's a good warning, but at the same time can be concerned. A lot of people saying that when you let go and let God, then your life becomes wonderful and everything is great and you get experience and you get to manifest all the stuff that you want. No, that's how the ego keeps you trapped.
Mm-hmm.
When someone lets go and let God, the first thing that begins to happen is that we are shown what are we attached to. We are shown what our attachments are. And the reason being is because if I am attached to anything of this world, I am making myself a children of a lesser God. Because in a sense, what I am saying is that my God or my source and supply comes from the world.
Mm-hmm.
But if I allow myself, this is what we think is shaky. But if I can simply trust and stay on my knees and do not get up and say, God, I trust that everything is unfolding exactly as it will, and I will not attach myself to anything, then I get to truly experience who my real source and supply is, and that's where freedom comes out. I was taught for years that my freedom comes from having a bank account full of money, that my freedom comes from having the things that I want in the world. But when I truly surrender my will to spirit, what began to happen is I began to realize that my real freedom comes from knowing that if I am guided to move from point A to point B, I don't have to worry about where the resources are going to come from. I don't have to concern with what my external circumstances look like. All I have to do is take one step in front of the other one, keep moving in that direction, and watch the universe handle the details for me. And that is how somebody can develop faith. I cannot develop faith if my bank account is full, because in reality, I still have this pseudo idea that my security comes from my account.
Mm-hmm.
But if I find myself when the account is in zero and I start moving in the direction of my dreams and the things begins to kind of fall into place, that's when I finally can release myself from fear. Because once I know who my real source and supply is, what thing can I be afraid of?
Exactly.
And that's where my website changed from success and miracles to truth and miracles, because I'm emphasizing that the truth of who you are, it's all within, and if you can tap into that, there's no reason to feel fear ever again.
You know, you raise an interesting paradox as well, and some of our guests have done just that, because we have you on the program. You've written a book. It's called What Happens When You Let Go, or When You Let God, Learning to Live Again as experienced by A Course in Miracles student. I have the book in my hand. It's solid. It's there. And then you tell us that you had all thousands of dollars worth of the same kinds of things in your possession, and you finally realized it's not outside yourself, it's inside yourself. So help us to understand, and the point of this program is to have people hear from so many different points of perspective and points of view. How do you juxtapose the principle or the life teaching that you found when you were on your knees with creating, in this case, a book and a website that you want people to come and take a look and so forth, when all you have to tell them is, go within, go within, go within?
Exactly. That's a very, very good question. I'm gonna start with a paradox, like you were talking about, and it's this. Within you is the power to create everything that you can ever possibly imagine. However, in order to access that power, you have to let go of every one of your personal agendas. That's the ultimate paradox, because what happened is I am putting my life in the hands of something, whatever you want to call it, that has my best interest in mind and will take care of all the details for me. So, for example, the truth on my website is not a vehicle for people to come to me. It's a reminder so that the answers are within them. Now, the reason why I'm not afraid of putting it that way is because I am very clear that my source and supply is spirit, whatever you want to call it. Now, in the self-help movement, put it this way, I was taught that my source and supplies come from other people. Well, because of that, people find themselves manipulating or what they call persuading. I don't need to persuade anybody because in reality, I am what Edgar Toll refers to as a pointer. A pointer simply means that whenever somebody comes to me or they find themselves in my field of awareness, it doesn't matter how they got to me, whether through your radio show or through my website or through somebody who told them about me or they found something on the internet, when they find themselves in my field of awareness, my job is to point them in the direction where the answers are, and the answers are within them. See, I don't have a need of telling them that I have any answers, because in me doing so, I am basically projecting the same fear that they are perpetuating.
Mm.
See, now, why am I not afraid of that? Because if I am clear that God is my source of supply, and I become a vehicle through which God can use me, I trust that the seeds that are going to be, whether it's an event or whatever the case may be, will be filled by people who were drawn to me by that source. Now, that doesn't mean that I cannot put up a website and tell everybody I'm going to be presenting myself here or there. That doesn't mean that I cannot advertise. That doesn't mean that I cannot promote. The difference is I don't need to persuade. Mm-hmm. I don't need to. That's the difference.
Yeah.
Most of the seminars out there, you know, it's about persuasion.
Mm-hmm.
It's about I have answers. I have the answers for you, or I think that I have tapped into something that if you come through me, I can give you the answers, which makes you dependent on them. And they don't do it because being bad people, I don't want you to be misunderstood. It's because they believe that their source of supply comes from anything other than God. And as a result of that, they find themselves having the need of trying to drag people into their field. I don't do that. I just simply say, look, this is what I do. If you resonate with it, I'm more than happy to share. Like my book, I'm not telling you my book has any answers, but if for some reason you resonate with what I'm sharing, I'm pretty sure that you'll be guided to get a copy of the book, and that's something you do because you were guided to, as opposed to me having to persuade you to it.
Exactly.
See the difference?
Absolutely, absolutely. I like that, though. Mm-hmm. You're not saying that your book has any answers. It's just there for you. It's just there for you. My guest is Nick Arendes, and he is the author of What Happens When You Let Go or Let God. And we're talking about a student of A Course in Miracles who hasn't been a student that long, but nonetheless has been, obviously you've been touched by at least the principles, the concepts that have been contained in those principles in the Course in Miracles, a lot longer than before you ever became a student. Is that that's about what you were saying before at the beginning of the program?
Exactly. What is interesting, as a matter of fact, I was being interviewed, and what I share is that I got to the Course in Miracles through the back door. Because many people, what they do is that they study the Course in Miracles for 20, 30 years, and it's wonderful, but in reality, the purpose of the Course is not to study it, it's to practice it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the Course says, you know, do not let theology, meaning the word, delay you, focus on the practice. So So what the course is basically teaching me in a nutshell, of course I can go much into detail about that, but just because I don't know exactly what your market is, I don't want to make sure that I don't get many people too confused. What the course is teaching me is to stay present and to trust, because ultimately trust is the key word. Now, most people don't trust because, again, we look at the world and we react to the world. We think that the world we see is real and is happening out there and things are happening to us. What the course reminds me is that the world that I am seeing is an outward representation of an inward condition. So if I am in a place of fear, I will see a world that reflects fear. But if I am in a place of love, I will see a world that reflects love. Not because the world is real per se, but because now I am seeing things from a different perspective, and that is the Holy Spirit's perspective. That's what the course gave me the opportunity to practice peace of mind, because in peace, practicing peace of mind is the equivalent of letting go and letting God, because if I am letting go, then I don't have to worry about anything. If I'm in a place of peace, I open myself to a new thought system, which is the thought system of the Spirit within. And that thought system will help me see things differently. So in a sense, what the course is telling me is trust, to surrender, to let go. As a matter of fact, lesson 135 from the course, which, I mean, it's a pretty big lesson, but I really love, it says, the mind engaged in planning for itself is occupied in setting up control of future happenings. It does not think that it will be provided for unless it makes its own provision. So realizing that if I can be in this space and I don't have to let myself worry about a possible future or a path that I made up anyway, in this place of trust, I am fully open to that guidance. And that guidance is the one that drives me to write a book, is the one that drives me to create a song, is the inspiration that hits every single artist who is open. But how can you be open to that guidance when people are going to seminars on how to do this, how to do that? In other words, how to be like someone else. It's like the old quote that says, most people are born originals, but most people die copies. You know?
I like that. We're talking with Nick Hernandez, and you're both a musician and a comedian, and those are two areas that are greatly needed anytime. It doesn't matter what's happening in the world or in your life. Those are just wonderful things to have in your life, laughter and music. And you've got them both.
Absolutely. That's what happens when I just trust. I didn't choose comedy. Comedy chose me. I didn't choose music. Music chose me. You know, I mean, it's funny because it's like if you look at any artist or even yourself doing radio or whatever the case may be, when you look at really quick, why am I doing this? If you go to the core answer, the answer is, I don't know. I'm just doing it because that's what I'm feeling inspired to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the place that I invite people to tap into. And they can only tap into that place when they truly are willing to surrender their own will to the part of themselves that knows best. Because I look at it this way. Imagine being in a labyrinth, right, where, you know, the rat is at the other end and you have a cheese at the other end, right?
Mm-hmm.
Most people are in this world called the labyrinth of life. That's where most of us are. I mean, all of us are here. I guess the experience we're having. So if I go into the labyrinth, I'm going to see a wall. Obviously, I have a choice to make a left or a right turn. The problem is I don't know which way to go. Now, my physical senses would say make a left turn or make a right turn. And maybe the left turn has a very pretty looking thing that may draw my attention, and maybe the right turn may have other different distractions. And then on top of that, I have all these people who are telling me I should go left, and then others say that I should go right. Now, my heart, my inner intuition, my inner wisdom is saying do not make a left, do not make a right, stay here for a while. Now, the voice of the world, so to speak, is so loud, you know, hey, how do I get what you want? How do I manifest this? How do I attract this? How do I attract that? That I cannot really hear the voice that says, be still and know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why do I need to trust that voice? Because the voice that I am talking about, this stillness, that voice within, can see the labyrinth from the top. Therefore, it can give me the right guidance. It's saying, don't make a turn yet because you don't know what's on the other side of the wall. And I promise you that if you hold on in there, once the distraction and the obstruction is clear, I'll tell you to move. but most people don't know how to do so because they haven't practiced listening to that inner guidance, which is what my book is all about, to get you back. I tackle the ego from every possible angle by comparing the thought system of, you know, most teachers to the thought system of the way of your inner guides, of your inner guidance,
mm-hmm.
which is be still.
Yeah.
Be still and know and trust. But again, that's what I said, the Course in Miracles is about trusting. And trusting is very scary because how can I trust when my bank account is going down? How can I trust when I'm about to lose my house? How can I trust when I'm about to lose my job? How can I trust? And meanwhile, there's a part within that says, if you can be still and know, you will see the perfection of it all, and I can promise you that I will take care of you. It's like the old quote from the scriptures. Look at the birds in the sky. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father takes care of them. Aren't you more important than they are? Well, that's exactly what I'm trying to people get to. You're more important than those birds. I'm talking in language, of course. I'm not
sure.
Talking in place of importance.
Absolutely.
So if you can be in that space, there's nothing to worry or fear. You're taken care of. All your needs are met. But for me to be able to be in that space, I have a trust. I have to trust, because I always say people in my speaking engagements that the bridge from where you are to where you want to go, meaning the bridge from where you are to where your inspiration is leading you, not your ego saying this is the things I want, but your inspiration, it's already built. What happens is your physical senses cannot see it, but your heart does. And that's the ultimate paradigm. We have to start shifting from trusting what we are seeing with our senses to trusting an inner guidance that knows best, even when our senses cannot logically understand it. That's why in my book I says, you know, God's will, if I can use that word, we can use whatever, Spirit's will,
mm-hmm.
is not questioned, is to be trusted.
Yeah. And I've shared this story with our listeners on numerous occasions as far as trust is concerned. When we made our move from Phoenix, Arizona to Santa Barbara, California, back in 2006, events had transpired that, you know, basically kind of put us on a precipice. And the question came, well, what do we do? And, you know, with all of the things that I had learned and the people I had listened to and the interviews that I have done and the books I've read and the seminars I've attended, they all basically said the same thing. You jump and you trust. So we did. And guess where we are? Here, now, talking with you, Nick Arandes, about the long story short, about your book, What Happens When You Let Go and Let God. I also used an analogy when I worked at a religious station. I would hear people saying, I want to do God's will, over and over and over again. And so this thought came to my mind, this analogy of this individual walking through this meadow with it cupped in their hands, their will, their individual will, as if that were possible. And I want to do God's will. So they would toss it up into the air, and God catches it. And he is so moved by his creature, his creation, wanting to do his will. And while he is emoting up there, as it were, he is compressing that individual's will down into the size of a baseball and hurls it back at them like a 90-mile-an-hour Nolan Ryan fastball and says, then do something with the life I gave you. You are not a puppet on a string being manipulated by forces you do not understand. It's your life. Live it. And that's really, I think, where a lot of the things that I've come to understand in this life kind of spring from, that I'm not being, you know, I don't have strings attached to my arms and legs. I'm not pre-programmed. I have free will to make these various choices. And there are going to be others who are going to disagree. Well, then that's fine. That's their perspective. But this is my life. The old Billy Joel song starts rolling around in my head. It's my life. And at the same time, I have a responsibility, not just to myself, but first to myself, but also to the people around me. And that's another area that we can get into as we continue talking here. We are talking with Nick Arandes. This is Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World, bringing you choices and knowledge of those choices to help make your dreams come true. And that's really what we want to do. It doesn't matter what's going on the outside. It's what's going on the inside. What's happening to you right now? How are you feeling at this moment? Where is your attention? Even though you might be listening to this program, I guarantee you, your attention isn't 100% on what we're talking about here. And that's okay. It's not judgment. It's just that's kind of the way we and our minds like to play sometimes. We'll turn something on, and then our minds will drift off into some other place. And so, Nick, is part of the secret, so to speak, of getting a hold and control of the mind?
First of all, here's what takes place with, you know, all this, you know, secret or whatever the case may be. Which, by the way, there's really no secret. I mean,
no
truth of it all, and that's all there is to
it, right? It's all out there.
But here's what happens, and this is what I've experienced. And this is what it gets a little, I would say, a little tricky for many people, is that there's nothing wrong with going in a particular direction if you feel the move to do so. The challenge is that most people, I mean, myself included for many, many years, is that we move in a particular direction not based on the true desire, but based on our ego desire. So, for example, like I said, you know, I'm not a puppet on a string, but I do know one thing for sure is that if I just let God handle my life, I am more likely to experience a true fulfilled life. I mean, actually, put it this way, I will experience a very true fulfilled life. But if I want to keep telling God my plans, I'm heading myself for trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Because in a way, this is what happens. There's an old quote from the scriptures where says, God is my shepherd, I shall not want. And I think that many people have a challenge understanding that quote because they're saying, does that mean that I'm not supposed to have a desire? That if I want to be a rock star, am I not supposed to put a band together and just sit on a cave or anything? No, that's not what it means. Here's what my understanding of that line is. And this is my experience. As I have continued to freely let go and let God, so to speak. Imagine, for example, Jesus Christ being a shepherd, or God being the shepherd, or whatever, Buddha, whatever you feel, whatever. Well, in a sense, it's like said, okay, look, I know what is in the forest. I've been there. I've done that. I got the T-shirt. If you want to experience yourself in the true essence of who you really are, then stay with me and don't ask for anything. I will guide you to a place that is far much greater than anything you can possibly imagine. The problem is that you don't know what that place looks like.
Mm.
So you have to trust me, you see?
Mm-hmm.
But most people says, no, I want to experience the forest because there's a lot of signs on the forest that says, come here, this is a beautiful place, welcome to Vegas, welcome to this. Look, you're like, go here, go there. So people go into the forest, and then they find themselves that in there, there's rattlesnakes, there's quicksand, there are bears, there are wolves, there's all these kinds of suffering and scarcity, and now they're trying to apply this law of attraction so that they can fix it. In other words, they're trying to fix the forest within the forest.
Mm.
See the difference?
Yeah.
However, if I simply say, you know what, now here's the thing, many people seem to enjoy the forest for a little while until the forest bites you right back, because it will. If you choose your ego as your savior, you can have the things that you think you want. There's nothing wrong with that, but don't come out crying when the forest bites you right back. Don't come crying when you get the house of your dream and then you end up getting cancer. Don't come crying when you find yourself having the thing that you thought you wanted and then all of a sudden it turns into a nightmare. Because that's what happens when we choose the things of this world, so to speak. But if I simply trust that if I let go and let God, I'll be guided in a much beautiful, peaceful and joyful path, I still can have the mansion, I still can have the Ferrari, I still can have the things that I thought I wanted, but the thing about it is this time, these things don't really get a hold of me anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I realize that I really don't want them like I thought I did before, because before I was coming from a place of lack, from a place of need. I want the mansion. Why? Because if I have a mansion, I think I'm important. I think I am somebody. People are going to like me, because I have substituted the real value of who I really am for the things of this world. But if I put myself in a place where I can be in that completely trusting space, what I have experienced is that I don't have to ask for anything. I don't have any goals. I don't have any agendas. I don't have any particular mantras for manifesting anything. I simply trust that where I am right now is where I need to be. Like right now, I am having this wonderful conversation, being interviewed on radio by you, and that's all I know. And I trust that whenever this conversation is over, I'll be led to a new set of actions that will lead me to do something else. And because of me doing that, as a result of that, I look back, I have seen how the book is being created, have seen all the miracles that have happened in my life, because I stopped telling God my plans. So that's what I have discovered. People can go ahead and go for the things they want. That's fine. I'm not saying go or don't go.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is that if you want the forest, be willing and ready to pay for the consequences.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm saying. Yeah. I'm clear that I don't want anything the forest has to offer me. I simply want to be here of service. And if anybody comes into my field of awareness, how can I serve them? By reminding them that they are God, that God loves them, that they are taken care of. And if they want to hire somebody to teach them how to manifest what they want, then let them go to the forest if they want to. If I'm not here to...
Yeah.
There's a line in the Course that I love where Jesus says, if you want to be like me, I will teach you, knowing that you and I are alike. But if you'd rather be different, I will wait until you change your mind. It's like saying, that's pretty much clear to me. If you want to be different, go for it. Go for your goals. But I'm pretty sure that when those things bite you in the butt, you're going to come crawling to me going, yeah, Jesus, please, I apply the law of attraction and I get the things I wanted, but look what over happened. And Jesus, well, you know, if you want that, if you want to settle for the littleness, it's up to you because you live in the kingdom. You are in the kingdom, which is what I'm trying to teach you. But if you want to settle for the doorknob, be my guest. There's plenty of teachers who are going to teach you how to do that. But when you're tired, like I did for 20 years, you're going to get on your knees and you're going to come back to me. And I'm going to love you and I'm going to remind you that everything you thought it was missing in your life, you already have. You just have to look in the right direction. And he's within.
Yeah, it's kind of funny, too, because the next thought I had was, so, Nick, what are your plans for the next year? You don't have any plans, per se, in the context of what we're just talking about. Again, and that's kind of the way we approach this radio program, too. I've been asked for questions before. Don't have any. Don't know what I'm going to ask until we get into the interview. I just don't know. The universe is going to provide those questions, and away we go. And already we are... three-quarters of the way through the program here with Nick Arendes and his book, What Happens When You Let Go or Let God, and we're talking about basically some very simple principles. They've been around for eons, and they've been available to us closer than your bookshelf, even closer. They're right within each one of us. Nick, I have a poem that I'm going to have to pull out one of these days and maybe read that on the air that basically talks about the gods sitting around debating. Now that we've created man, we know that man is intelligent enough because we created him. He's going to want to know how to become like us, so we better hide that secret. And they think about all of the places where they're going to hide that information, and they think about the mountains. No, he'll figure out how to climb up there. Deepest part of the ocean. No, he'll find a way to get there. Put it on the moon or the planets. No, he'll figure out how to get out there. The final conclusion is, I know where we'll put it. We'll put it in his heart. He'll never look there. And that's pretty much the case, is we very rarely ever look within ourselves. And even Scripture talks about that very thing, that, you know, it's in one's heart that the truths lie. And we just keep forgetting to look there.
Absolutely. I mean, I got to tell you, Richard, life is very simple. It's very simple, but we just made it so complicated.
Yeah.
And the part of in the larger scheme of things, the perfection of the complication is that it's gonna force us to get down on our knees. Sooner or later, when people realize that their fulfillment and their happiness is not found out there, they're going to get on their knees sooner or later. And when they do, they're going to realize that, oh, my God, everything I've been searching for, I have it within. You know?
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
It's really that.
It's really that simple. And we're going to take a break here in just a moment. But I want to have you folks take a listen to some more music by Nick Arendes, our guest here on the program. This is Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. And we're going to go out of this into this next break with this piece of music. And this is Here I Am.
Here I am, standing right before your eyes. Here I am, no secrets or disguise. Here I am.
Have you lost direction in life? Do you constantly worry or give to others but deny your own heart? Hi, I'm Candy Hoff, healing practitioner and angel intuitive counselor. I'll inspire and help you find your inner strength to regain clarity and balance in your life. Book your transformational session in downtown Santa Barbara by phoning 831-277-3716 or visit my website, angelhealinghouse.com.
Morning, gentlemen. Want to hear our specials?
Sure.
First, we have the seafood special. It's been sitting around here for a week. We're known around these parts for our food poisoning.
Wouldn't it be great if you could be warned of life's risks? If you have diabetes, you can.
It's called A1C, a simple blood test that can help measure your risk of complications from diabetes. To find out more, go to www.diabetesa1c.org. Brought to you by the American Diabetes Association, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation International, and the Ad Council.
They're professional killers. They live to kill, and they're good at it. They don't just do it for the money either. They enjoy it, and they're proud of it too. Given the chance, they'll do it again and again, showing no mercy or remorse for their victims. And if the victims try to flee, they're obliterated in an instant. Their hit list is extensive and includes ants, cockroaches, spiders, termites, and other pests. They're Hindrex, and their specialty is rodents that carry the deadly Hanta virus. Look, it's either you or them. Do you need to eliminate some unwanted visitors? Arrange a meeting today. Call Hindrex and eliminate those pests for good.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, owner of Hindrex Pest Control. Working with us means working with licensed and bonded professionals. We provide escrow reports and do all repairs, including deck doors and windows. Call us today at 1-800-284-7985 for Hindrex Pest Control.
Tell me your story, new paradigms for a new world. I'm Richard Dugan. There are times when I get so interested in the music, I forget, oh, I have to do a radio show. I just like that piece of music that we have selected for this radio program. New paradigms for a new world, bringing you choices and knowledge of those choices. And the choices today are from Nick Arundez and his book, What Happens When You Let Go, Let God. And we're talking about this from the perspective of a student in A Course in Miracles. And Nick, as we get ready to wrap up our program here, I mean, we're getting close to the end of this particular broadcast, which is amazing. It always is amazing how fast the time goes. One of the things that I like to do is, of course, give our guests an opportunity to share maybe something that they're led to at this particular moment in time to our audience. And then I have one final question. So if you've got something that's kind of pressing on you at this particular point, please, I'd love to have you share that with our audience right now.
You mean me?
I'm talking about you. You're yes.
Oh, yeah. For some reason, I just got caught up into thinking maybe you have somebody who's gonna, basically, in a sense, just to trust themselves that there's a power, there's a beauty, there's a divinity that is who they really are, and when you open yourself to that space, I remember listening to a beautiful author that's. Wrote a book, it's called Take Me to Truth, which is Nook Sanchez. She says, you know, when you release that ego, you become like a conduit for miracles. And I truly believe that because that's what I've seen for myself. I realized that miracles is something that I don't have to ask for. These are things that I set myself up to. As a matter of fact, since I started speaking, God, I mean, I'm talking even back into some of my first speaking engagements before I even became a course student and before I even wrote my book, I always said that most religions spend so much time trying to figure out what Jesus did in order to try to manifest miracles. And I said, Jesus did not come here to manifest anything. He simply came here to do God's work. And as a result of doing God's work, he couldn't help himself but to manifest miracles. And that's what I am seeing. Life is a miracle that unfolds itself if I can practice getting out of the way. And that's what I've been doing for the last probably 2.5 years or so. Just getting out of the way.
Absolutely.
Getting out of the way.
Yeah. I've heard a wonderful little short little analogy. Instead of trying to control the process, become part of it. And just let things, you know, go where you're led to go. And do what you're asked to do. And Man, it's amazing what will unfold in your life. As we wrap up our program, I have one final question for you. Now, you're a comedian, you're a musician, you're an author, you're a speaker. I mean, you're doing a lot of different things, and you could be doing a lot of other different things. You could stay focused on your comedy. I'm sure you do quite well. You're an accomplished musician. Love the sound of the music that you're putting out now. With all that going for you, why this? Why is this so important for you?
The answer to that question is I don't know. This is just where I am right now.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure. I mean, I have written new songs that have come through, and I have ideas that have come forth. But ultimately, right now, this is what brings joy and fulfillment to me, and I'm going to trust that that voice within is telling me, Nick, this is what you need to be doing right now. And if I end up doing music in the future or end up things turning around in a different way, I trust that's where I need to be. But as of this moment, this is exactly where I need to be. That's what brings fulfillment and joy for me, and I'm just going to continue practicing, listening to that voice within, which is exactly what I like to share with people through my own example. Because if you want to experience fulfillment in your life, all you need to do is trust yourself, and you will be amazed about the things you might find yourself doing. I always tell people that when you trust yourself, 99.9% of the things you want are in total opposition of the things you think you want.
Interesting.
That's why I do what I do.
It's an interesting equation, and it's something to ponder. It really is. It really is. Well, Nick, I want to thank you so much for joining us. I want to let our listeners know once again your book is entitled What Happens When You Let Go, Let God. Again, it is Learning to Live Again as Experienced by a Course in Miracles student. It is available through your website, which is truthandmiracles.com. That's truthandmiracles.com, where you can also see Nick perform his songs, perform his comedy. He'll make you laugh. And maybe his music will make you cry. In a good way, Nick. In a good way. And we thank you so much for joining us on the program today. It's been a pleasure having you.
A pleasure is mine, Richard. Thank you very much. And I love you. And I love every one of your audience members and everybody.
Thank you. Stay on the line. We'll be talking with you in just a moment. This is Tell Me Your Story. New paradigms for a new world, bringing you choices and knowledge of those choices. And we ask you to, if you want to know who's coming up on our next program, go to our shows page. That's where the archives are, but you can also go to the schedules page. What's coming up in the coming weeks? We've got some great guests coming up. It's phenomenal. And I can't believe how far ahead we are booked. We are at least 3 or 4 months in advance with guests who have they want to be on the program. We want to have them on. They've got some great things to share with us and with you. And so we've got some fantastic and exciting things coming up. New paradigms for a new world, new choices, and knowledge to help those dreams come true. And that's what we want to do. You can go to the website. Love to hear from you. Email me, richard@richarddugan.com. That's RICHARDDUGAN.com. And you can go to the website, check out the archives, check out other elements there, things that we're doing, and also send me an email at richard@richarddugan.com. Well, until next Saturday at this same time, I want to thank you so much for joining us here on the program. Have yourselves a wonderful Saturday, and love to all.